This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to be a week for federal banking regulators. People from the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, and the FDIC are going to be on Capitol Hill for committee hearings in the Senate on Tuesday, the House on Wednesday. And there are sure to be some pointed, shall we say, questions from lawmakers. But those regulators are also going to have something of a PR job to do, convince the markets and the American public that everything is going to be okay. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Banking regulators want everyone to just calm down, especially depositors at smaller banks who've been pulling their money out lately to the tune of $120 billion the week after Silicon Valley Bank failed. Sean Neary is with communications firm Edelman Smithfield and says officials need to get a few messages across.
That the system has worked, that they have had the ability to step in when necessary and communicate the actions that they have taken to rectify and repair the system.
Because even though SVB's customers didn't lose a penny,
there still is, even to this day, a lack of confidence.
And that lack of confidence could turn into another crisis if fear takes over. Anusha Chari is a professor of economics and finance at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She, like many experts watching all this go down, doesn't think it's time to go stash your cash in the mattress.
There's definitely been a big hiccup, but as far as the overall banking system is concerned, I do think that SVB was an outlier. And my belief is that the overall trust in the banking system continues to remain high, except for these pockets of vulnerability.
But if you're still worried, maybe you should go talk to a therapist, like financial therapist Dr. Megan McCoy at Kansas State University.
Understanding that if you're experiencing anxiety, it's probably from a whole bunch of experiences you've had over the last couple of years. And tackling those other things head on will really help alleviate any stress and worry you have today.
So instead of running to the bank to take out all your money, what you might need is more of a financial mental health break. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.